You've set your dial to tune in to Hacker Public Radio, and the show that you're listening to right now is called Spread the Word. Looking through the content on my phone, I found this. So a few months ago, I actually recorded an episode for HPR on my mobile phone and forgot about it. Listening to it, I found that it was rather hard to hear what I said. I never checked the recording, but I've wielded some audio magic to see if I could make the audio file a bit more coherent and easy to listen to. I think I've managed, but still, it's not top-notch. But I think you'll find it adequate.
Hello, everyone. This is CT, or Kenneth, from the Old 90 Radio podcast. I'm trying something new. I'm in the car for the next 3 hours, so what else am I going to do? I will try to record an episode on the road. So many other podcasters have done it before, so, well, why not give it a shot? You see, I would like to tell you a little story. I would like to talk about something that I really haven't talked about before. I mentioned many a time that I am a teacher in the secondary educational system here in Sweden. I teach young adults in the ages 15 to 18 years old. And I work at a school with a bit over 1,000 students. So we are quite a few teachers there. And for the last two semesters, I've worked with a teacher in English and Swedish who was put together with us computer teachers just to make it easier for her to interact and take care of the technical students. And she really appreciated some of the things I could tell her and show her. You see, we are geeks. We know things that other don't. What do I mean with this? Well, you all probably know of Cory Doctorow, right? He is an author who writes science fiction, and he releases everything he does under a Creative Commons license. You can buy his books, and he has written quite a few, at Amazon or in bookstores or wherever, and he is a really talented writer. I have read a few of his short stories, and he is really talented in lifting up problems that we face in the human society now, but in a science fiction setting, which makes reading his stories thought-provoking, and it makes you reflect on who you are and what your role in society is right now, as it should be with good science fiction, hard science fiction, and with hard science fiction, I mean science fiction that is really scientifically as correct as it can be, regarding that it is made up, that is. And Cory Doctorow is a master at this. And since he releases everything under a Creative Commons license, there has been quite a few translations and alterations of his works. So you can go to his webpage, which I will link to in the show notes, and you can download in EPUB or in PDF or HTML. You can download his books any way you like. But there are also people who have done podcasts of the book. That is, they have read them out and recorded it. And you and I, we know that these are the things that hackers do. This is the community. This is how we work. If we see something we like, we try to adapt it and improve it and help with it. But this English and Swedish teacher I mentioned before, well, she's not a hacker. She doesn't know what the community is capable of and are doing right now. So when I told her about this, when I showed her what was available, she nearly flipped her lid. She was ecstatic. This was something of the best she had ever seen. Because now she can, instead of using dusty old textbooks that doesn't have anything related to modern life in it, she can have the students read thought-provoking and intelligent stories in English, but also with someone reading it. I know that's often the problem. It's not only getting something that you can use and you're allowed to use, and since this is Creative Commons, it's not a problem, but also getting an audio version of it, since it's easier when you're learning language to both read and listen to it, both read it and hear it. And she was replaced recently. She had a child and moved on. And she was replaced with a new English and Swedish teacher, of course. And today I talked to her a little bit and I asked her just a little bit carefully. You know, you don't want to step on someone's toes, especially when it's someone you don't know yet. And you don't know if they appreciate someone coming with suggestions. So I approached it rather open-handedly and asked if she would, just told her about what it was and if she would be interested in such a resource. And she was very interested. So don't be afraid to talk about, if we're going to get a moral from this story, don't be afraid to talk to other people about the things that we as hackers, the things that we as a part of the hacker community take for granted. Everything around the community, which perhaps isn't about using free and open source software, but instead promote what they would really find useful. So think about it. Think about what could people in your vicinity find useful? What could they perhaps need in their private life or in their work life? And try to spread the word. That's all from me for today. Thank you very much for your attention, and I'll be back soon.
So that was the message of the day, the moral. Spread the word. Tell people, not only about free and open source software, but also about Creative Commons and other goodness that comes from our community. You find me, as usual, on All in IT Radio, that's AIIT.se/radio, or on Identikan Twitter as @AltInomIT, AltInomIT.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HBR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.